Yeah! All right, back. Podcast time. Again, I decided, you know, you gotta have intro music. It's a necessary thing, and I shied away from it at first, but I'm not gonna be afraid anymore. And this is just a really great pump-up song, which is actually quite apropos and appropriate because I wanted to share an experience with you that got me fired up. And yeah, it got me all weirded out, all bugged, baby, all kind of funny inside. And so I wanted to share it with you because, to me, it encapsulates... That's not a word, but encapsulate is. And so it encapsulates what's wrong with America. That's right. I'm going to go dad on you. I'm going to talk about what in the hell is wrong with this country. No, but seriously, it's something that has happened. And I was talking to Jess about this. And so, okay, let me lay it out for you. So here's the thing. We installed a garbage disposal when we moved into this house like 18 months. Almost 2 years ago. So like a couple months shy of 2 years ago, right? And it came with a 3-year warranty. And about 4 months ago, maybe 3 months ago, it started leaking. And at first it was just a little bit of a dribble and I was like, oh, I gotta get that figured out. But it didn't really make sense like why it was happening. And again, it was fine for 18 months. And so, but then the leak became more pronounced and it started filling up the bucket faster that was underneath it. And why did I drag my feet on it? I'll tell you why. Because it's a problem and I'm going to have to call customer service and it's going to be a pain and the answers will be, you know, grim and unclear and they won't really know what to do with it. And so on and so forth. And they'll make it a pain on me and they'll have me climb underneath my sink and troubleshoot or whatever. Or you know, they're going to tell me that the warranty is somehow voided or... And I'm going to have to wait on hold forever. And you can't call during these hours and so... Right? Like, I was just anticipating that. So I didn't want to bother with it. So finally... After all these months, I made good on my promise to my wife, and I took care of it, and I got out the paperwork. Well, she found the paperwork. But I called the company, the thing is that it's not our fault. It's not improper installation. It's leaking from, like, everywhere at this point. It's dripping from the bottom. It comes down from the top. It's just a big, fat mess. So I just want a replacement. But I know I'm going to have to fight and scrape and, you know, whatever. And they want to have me jump through a million hoops before that happens. Or it's going to be that, well, you send us that thing back. That's the big thing I was worried about. Is that you send us that back and then we'll send you your new one. Well, that's fantastic. I don't need a sink. Who does? I can go 2 weeks without that. Not a problem. So I called yesterday. The phone rings. Somebody picks it up. Yeah, they were Indian, but that's fine. And you know what I mean when I say that. I love the Indian people. That's not a problem. It's when you give me somebody who can't really help me, and you saved your bottom line, and that's why you did that. So I'm talking to the person, and I give her all the information, and then she wants to troubleshoot it with me. So she's like... Get down on all fours and shove your head under the sink and get a good look at it. Which, that's my translation. I mean, she was a little bit kinder about it. But my game plan was, I'm just going to tell you how bad this thing is. Let's skip the troubleshooting and you tell me what kind of hoops you're going to make me jump through. So I give her the impression that this thing is leaking like a sieve. I mean, because it is. And so she gets it right away. So she's like, well, give me the serial number so I can check the warranty and blah, blah, blah. And so she said, here are your options. We can send a tech out, and they will diagnose and fix the problem. But if the problem is on you, again, paraphrasing, then we will charge you for the cost of replacement installation. Or, number two, we'll ship you out a new one. Your warranty will start over. If it happens again, then you're going to have to go with option number one, and we're going to send somebody out, and they're going to diagnose it for real. So I was like, this is fantastic. Ship me the new one. I'll get it installed, and we'll all move on with our lives. And I was so happy and excited that this is the way that this conversation went, that it was this easy. I didn't have to wait on hold. Somebody picked up the phone. I told them what the problem was, and they fixed the problem. I didn't have to jump through any hoops. I didn't have to sign my name in blood on anything. I didn't have to bust out a wall and redo the plumbing. Like, I was stupefied. I was dumbfounded. I was excited. I was, like, telling my wife about this. Like, can you look how easy this was? And then it hit me. It's kind of disgusting that something worked like it was supposed to. Something went the way that I wanted it to as a customer, and that I'm overly excited about this. Do you see the problem here? We have been so trained to expect hassles from customer service that when something just goes the way it's supposed to, I feel really super excited about it. I'm like a beaten child, beaten and starved, who is offered a lollipop and then waits around to get slapped on the head once I actually reach out and grab it. But I don't get slapped. I'm allowed to suck on the lollipop for as long as I want. I got to eat the whole thing. And the adult just stood there and smiled at me the entire time. So that's who we are as Americans when we have to deal with the customer service portion of our lives that we do, when we buy a product and it doesn't work and we just want it fixed, when we buy a service that we want and we just want the service or the product to be good, and when it isn't good, that you just fix it and you don't make me hassle about it. It's just so funny that's where we're at. I said all that. But, I mean, think about that. Like, why is it that way? And, see, this is where I'm not going to go. And I could theorize. And I could say, well, it's because, you know, corporate America, and they want to save all their money, and they like to hassle you because it makes you go away. And so, and there's no accountability, and da-da-da-da. And, you know, maybe all that's true. I don't have all the answers. I don't really care. The point is that it's interesting that this is where we are, that you can't really count on products and services, you know, overall. Obviously, I'm generalizing, but the proof is in the pudding. I don't have to prove it to you. The proof is the internal turmoil that I felt while going through this entire process, and the elation from just simply having somebody do something that they're supposed to do. So anyway, I just think that's an interesting facet of what it means to be in America in 2015. I hope it changes. I hope it goes away. I hope we get back to that idea of, hi, I'm going to sell you a service. Great. Hey, if something goes wrong with it, I'm going to fix it. And it's going to be as little of a hassle to you as possible, because we told you this is the way it was going to work, right? Yeah, you did. Well, so we want to follow through on that. Really? Okay. I'll take it. So it would be cool if we got back to that. And I say got back to that, and that gets us into the whole, when were things ever really good and all that sort of stuff. The good old days that didn't exist, that mom and pop tell you about. You know, that's a whole thing where there's a lot of, you know, romanticizing of the past. I mean, obviously, right? Everybody knows that. But so I don't know if there was a golden age of customer service and product guarantees and so on, but it ain't now, brother, it ain't now. It's built to fail, and it's cheap enough to buy a new one and not waste your time trying to get it fixed, except for my new garbage disposal. Yeah! So actually, I should plug the company. It's a Badger, and I got it at Home Depot for like $140 or something like that. And man, am I excited. Yeah. Getting pumped up about good customer service. Love it. Gotta love that good customer service. It's the eye of the servant, and they're here to help And they really just want to help you. And you can't even believe that they did what they would say they would do. Because it's all just so amazing. I have the servant. Doom, doom, doom. Okay, so this is definitely unpublishable, and I'm going to edit all that out because that would be incredibly embarrassing to share that with people. But, okay, so closing out, podcast over, customer service, talk amongst yourselves. How painful is it? Why? Why does it have to be that way? Battered child syndrome. I'm just so happy and giddy that something worked. That's pathetic. Okay, so that sums it up. I have a new microphone, and so it's a real one now, and so I hope this sounded good. And so since I was, you know, upgrading in the world and getting a new microphone, I thought that's, you know, I'll have the intro outro music. And so I'm gonna leave now, and I want to leave you with a parting idea, a parting thought, if you will. And it goes a little something like this. If you were going to start a business, offer a service, what would you think would be important? Wouldn't you think that it would be important to give somebody a really great experience so that they would turn around and go tell other people about it, and that those people would be interested and want to look into it, and that you would grow, that your business would blossom? I think you would. So what happened? How did we get away from that? Isn't it obvious? That's what I always think about these sorts of things. It's really obvious what you should do here. You should give the customer a wow experience and do everything you can to keep them happy, and that's going to guarantee your success. How in the world could that have possibly gone away? I don't know either, but you think about that, and I'll see you again soon.